It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne. For months now, we've been hearing about how difficult it will be to succeed in the war in Afghanistan. Now, three top officials are making the case for how the war can be won. Defense Secretary Robert Gates, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and Admiral Mike Mullen, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, are making the rounds on Capitol Hill. Their mission? To sell the president's new strategy for Afghanistan. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
It took 10 White House meetings with the president, many more hours of behind-the-scenes debate. But now that the president has decided on a war plan, his advisors are closing ranks.
Let me state right up front that I support fully and without hesitation the president's decision.
That's Admiral Mullen. Along with Gates and Clinton, he endured more than 6 hours of questions from lawmakers yesterday, and they're all back at the Capitol today. Not surprisingly, they all say the troop buildup of 30,000 extra U.S. forces represents the best chance for turning the tide in Afghanistan. And, not surprisingly, many members of Congress are not yet persuaded.
My question for you is, can we succeed?
Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine questioning Secretary Clinton.
We have a corrupt and ineffective government as a partner. We've seen in the last 2 years, even with the presence of NATO troops, the government lose control of much of the country. Can this work?
Senator, we believe it can.
The most controversial point for lawmakers from both parties appears to be the July 2011 timeframe that President Obama has set for starting to bring troops home. Republican Senator John McCain is among those who question the wisdom of announcing a surge and a withdrawal at the same time.
That seems logically incoherent to me.
McCain pushed Secretary Gates hard on this point.
My question is, will the date of withdrawal of 2011, which the president said, will be based on an arbitrary date of July 2011, regardless of conditions on the ground?
I think it's the judgment of all of us in the Department of Defense involved in this process that we will be in a position in particularly uncontested areas where we will be able to begin that transition in
July
2011.
Well, let's suppose you're not. Let's suppose that conditions on the ground so that our commanders believe that it would jeopardize the success of the mission if we start a withdrawal in July 2011. Will we do it anyway?
Gates replied that 1 year from now, December 2010, the administration will conduct a formal review of its progress, and that review will determine, quote, whether or not we can begin that transition in July. In other words, Gates suggested there may be some flexibility on the July 2011 deadline. Now, he did stress that having a deadline is critical, quote, to build a fire under the Afghans and force them to start taking responsibility for their own security. Secretary Gates also rejected two key criticisms. One, that setting a date to begin drawing down troops will embolden the enemy. Nonsense, says Gates. The Taliban can't get much more emboldened than they already are. Nor does he buy the argument that a deadline will encourage the enemy to just wait it out.
What are they going to do? Are they going to lie low for 18 months? That would be a terrific news because that would give us open field running. Are they going to go back to Pakistan and wait for 18 months? Terrific. It gives us the opportunity without opposition to help the Afghans build. Are they going to lie low in Afghanistan? If they are not attacking Afghans, if they are not blowing things up, if they are not attacking our coalition troops, then, again, that gives us a huge opportunity.
Secretary Gates made clear his bottom line, that the U.S. military will not leave until Afghans are ready to assume responsibility for their own security. Or, as he rather more memorably put it,
we're not just going to throw these guys into the swimming pool and walk away.
Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.